Hello, this is going to be a great mini cast. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I'm building out some cool products, some cool things to really help people. I just want to do it, but I want to do it at scale. So my time is limited. I can't help everyone on a one-on-one basis. But anyways, she was giving me some really good advice on when I'm teaching people new habits or new things. I need to be really specific, really detailed, and very, like, assume that you're starting from zero and you don't know anything. And I sometimes just assume, like, oh, no brainer, do this, right? Like journaling, for example. But I need to maybe talk about how to do it, what, like, the details of it. So that's what this mini cast is about. It's going to give you tips on how to change your environment, how to elevate your environment, and really easy things that you can do. And I'm going to break down some steps and keep it really short and sweet. A couple mini casts ago, I talked about the importance of changing your environment. And here is the tactical steps on how to change your environment and how, just by doing that, you can change your life. So, and help you reach your goals, of course, which is very important, right? So before I kick this off, I'm going to ask you to hit that follow button. I'm going to also ask you to share this podcast with someone that needs to hear it, someone that it can really help. Please. I think it's when people listen to it, they really see the value, and I'm working on getting clips out there more so people can hear me talk about it, but please help me share it. I would really, really appreciate it. So without any delay, let's kick off this mini cast. It's going to be short and sweet so I can really get to the point with you guys. So let's go. Welcome to Muscle Mindset, a podcast designed to help you grow and be your best self. If you want to level up personally, professionally, or grow your business, this is the space for you. My only ask is that you give this podcast a follow and share it with someone who needs it. Thank you so much. And now let's flex, baby. Okay, so the first thing you need to understand is, what are your goals? Like, what's the things that you need to do? Like, you feel it, right? Something that runs in your blood. Like, what are the things that you want to do? And how is your, and then question two is, how is your environment holding your back? Question three is, where do you spend most of your time? And start there. So it's three steps. One, what are the goals? Two, what in the environment pieces, what is holding you back from those goals in your environment? And three, where do you spend most of your time? Example, home, work, where? Library, coffee shop, like, I don't know. So you have to start there. When you have those three questions answered, you can create a plan, and you need to really do an add, subtract, continue. I call it start, stop, continue. Start doing things, stop, continue. And this involves adjusting your environment. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're trying to lose weight, trying to get more fit, and you have all this crap in the house, like this food, right? That's where you need to start, to stop buying the food and replace it with something else. Replace it with something to stop you from snacking on the stuff that's not leading you up to your goals. Does that make sense? Okay, so here's, now that we've laid the groundwork, here's the start, stop, continue exercise I want you to do. And remember, it always comes back to, is asking yourself this question. Is the environment that I'm in, is it conducive to the results that I want? Is it leading me closer? Is it leading me further away from what I want? And that's that first step. Remember, evaluating your goals, evaluating your vision. And is the shit lining up? Is it aligning with what you truly want deep down? And you have to answer that question every time. So write down the environment. Let's say it's your home. Let's say it's your office. And then you say, is the environment aligning with XYZ goal? And then you do a start, stop, continue under it. Okay, so if it's not, I'm going to start doing these things. I'm going to stop doing these things. And I'm going to continue doing these things. Example, let me paint the picture. So you want to start getting in shape. You want to start going to the gym in the morning before work. How can you set yourself up for a good environment? Let's say, okay, start, stop, continue. Start, I'm going to set up my bedroom to where there's no technology. It's blackout curtains. It's conducive to good sleep, because that's where it starts, right? Sleeping, getting a good night's sleep so you wake up. And then I'm also going to start having everything ready for the morning. This is exactly what I do, is I'm going to have my gym bag packed. I'm going to have my food ready so I can just wake up, do my shit, and get out the door. And you're going to prepare for it and set my alarm. I'm going to stop doing this. So this is where you start to get into the stops. I'm going to stop looking at my phone or technology 1 hour before bed. That's going to help you get in a better sleep. It's going to help you de-stress, and maybe you start to meditate instead, right? I'm going to continue doing this. Maybe you've been a food prepper and you're prepping your food and you've done those things. So I'm going to continue doing that. See how those tweaks, the start, stop, continue for your environment, is leading you closer to your goals, right? And then you break down each piece like that and say, now's your work. And with that same goal, you want to lose weight, you want to get more fit. Maybe it's like, okay, at work, I need to stop, start, stop, continue. I need to start bringing some snacks, some high protein snacks, water jug that I can refill. I need to stop going to the cafeteria and getting donuts or whatever it is, and maybe bring your breakfast. And then I need to continue going on a walk on my break. Like, see how that can align to improving your environment. Now, I just want to say this too. Your environment's just not the place. When you think about this start, stop, and continue with your environmental steps, think about the people, the places you go, all of those things, because it makes a difference. It does. Your environment's just not where you're at. It's who you're with. It's what you do, where you go. Your environment makes a big difference. And think about it like this. Is your environment leading you to where you want to go? And if it's not, you need to change it. So this is just an easy little exercise to help you change your environment. There are obviously much bigger steps you can take, much bigger, riskier, harder things to do. And some of those changes have changed my life. They were so hard though. Example, moving from Kansas City to Dallas, one of the hardest things I've done, but it's leading to that amazing stuff. It's like I feel it, it's happening, all the things are happening, but it was so difficult, so bad. When I mean bad, I mean it was just tough as an adult moving and not knowing anyone and working remote and all these things and trying to find your people. It's tough, but the reward is going to be massive. Like, you know, it's just like you feel it. So there's different ways to change your energy. I'm interested to hear your feedback on this one. So try this exercise out. Shoot me an email, shoot me a DM. You know how to find me. Muscle Mindset's growing, baby. I'm so excited. I have some great guests lined up. I'm going to be starting to do some interviews. I have some partnerships I'm forming as well with some really badass products. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to help you, because one thing I'm passionate about is helping others, but I'm also helping others with like the right stuff. Like, there's a lot of garbage out there, but there's a lot of great stuff, and I can't wait to lead you to the great stuff. So thank you for tuning into this episode of Muscle Mindset. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you followed, and I hope you share. And I appreciate you so much. And change your environment, change your life. Let's go.